a wonderful song. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 293. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by No Ditching. That song is called Meat in Your Teeth, and that's on the band's demo Faceache, which came out late last year, or maybe August of last year. So it's like almost a year old. So hopefully they'll get in the studio and record something. A band from Durham in the UK. Saw them at the Indie Tracks Festival a couple weeks ago, and they were wonderful. And that EP there is just divine as well. I'm very tired, trying to give you whatever energy I have, but there's not much left, and, well, it's my own damn fault, but more on that later. Let's jump into some power pop here and see if I can get some energy from that. This is the Number Ones with the song Sharon Shouldn't.
I guess you were lying.
Yes, you were.
hope you like that song, is delivered with considerable risk. That is Trust Fund with the song Scared. That's on the band's new split with Joanna Gruson. Doesn't come out until September 22nd in the U.S. on Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records, a band out of Bristol in the U.K. I was told not to play that record yet, and it wasn't available for preview, but I played it anyway because I just love it so much. So hopefully it'll be worth it, and please don't tell anyone that you heard it here on the Too Much Rock podcast. Just go out and buy it instead. Before that, we heard from the Number Ones with the song Sharon Shouldn't. That's on the band's album The Number Ones, which came out July 15th on Deranged Records, a band from Dublin. Some great power pop there. If this were a normal podcast, maybe I would just go ahead and play like Good Girls Don't, but I do after that and say, hey, those are, you know, some related songs. And but no, it's not the way things work there. Too Much Rock podcast is a little different. Instead of me picking songs that I think I want to hear or that I think you want to hear, instead, I just play the songs that I get every week. Every week I buy new music, and whatever I buy or whatever I get, I go ahead and just play it for you. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. But hopefully we'll make good choices, get some good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. As I said, I'm tired. I am working nasty 12-hour days, living on the road, and I came back to the hotel thinking I need to get some work done and record a podcast, and instead I made some noodles, poured some vegan Alfredo from a jar on top of it, watched Ocean's 11, and now I really want to go to bed, but hey, it's podcast time and we're already a day late. So these are the things I do for you, or really just for myself, but I'm glad you play along. I appreciate that. Let's reward you with some new music. This is Sandra Lecce with the song Bad Law.
My baby surrendered to fate, and I couldn't even say how I felt later on that evening. Stating my name to the officers, aid was in vain, 'cause I knew they were out to get me. Place 4 or 5 fingers flat on a sticky plastic bag, and scanned my blue bloodshot eyes for the history of my child. Unlikely. A sweaty paranoid palm pressed against a leather wall. The law and all its flaws, me in an oversized overall.
It's a bad, bad law. It's a bad, bad law. You're on a mountain. So I hope you keep those memories in a diary, on the nightstand by your bed, a long detailed anthology of all the mysteries locked away inside your head. Because it looks like I missed this, another Christmas, another birthday, another round, one more summer, one more season, one more winter without a sound. Write it, write it, write it down. Are bouncing off the satellites through the lonely nights, landing right inside our hands. But words are not as romantic as we cross the Atlantic in some virtual cry for help. Spend one more summer, one more season, one more winter by yourself. Ooh.
some stuff in there, right? We ended things off with the Pop Guns with the song Waiting for the Winter. That was originally from the EP of the same name, released on Midnight Music in 1989, a band from Brighton in the UK that is now back together, and I saw them at Indie Tracks a couple weeks ago, and they put on a fantastic show. Definitely not just a retro band. That actually, I did not pick up the single. I did pick up the band's, they collected the first three EPs as an album called Eugenie that was released in 1990 on Midnight Music, and I found a copy of that. But that is from the band's, I think, the third single, I think, but or third EP, whatever. Anyway, 1989. Before that, we heard from the Rentals with the song A Thousand Seasons. That's on the band's new album, Lost in Alphaville. Which comes out August 26th on Polyvinyl Records. Of course, the project of Matt Sharp and from Weezer way back when, and he's got a whole new group of people that are the Rentals this time around, but they do the name justice, and the album is very good. And then we heard from Sandra Lerche, or that's not really how it's pronounced at all, but that's kind of the American version. But if you're curious, this is what I'm told.
Sandra Lerche.
Lerche. Yeah, there you go. There's your Norwegian lesson for the day. Anyway, that song there, I just love to death. The rest of the album, I'm kind of lukewarm on. At first, I thought, well, this isn't so good, but then I gave it a lot more listens, and I went, oh, this is okay. And, oh, this song here is pretty good. So it's one that's going to grow on you. And again, that is the song Bad Law off the album Please, which will not be out until September 23rd on Mona Records. Sandra is from Bergen in Norway. All right, well, I'm about out of time here, so let's wrap things up and let me go to bed. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 293. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets at Sid Much Rock. Let's see. Nothing interesting in the concert calendar. I didn't make it at all to the Vandals summer camp festival. I hope you did. It looked like people had a really good time, but I wasn't there. Looking forward here, there is that Buzz Beach Ball show at Sporting Park with Arctic Monkeys and so many others, or Full of Hell playing at the Art Closet on the 5th of September. I think that show is still happening. Rumor is Art Closet is continuing on, despite the fact that Woodfire Pizza, or whatever that pizza joint that they are in behind, has closed. And maybe that if there's any risk on that one, maybe that'll move to another venue. El Torian in town is back up and running, and maybe that would be a good Vandal show too. On the 11th, you might want to see Doyle at the Riot Room. The 15th, Skaters at the Riot Room. The 17th, I will miss Mineral at the Record Bar, which is really sad. Spoon playing the 21st at Liberty Hall. Rise Against playing the 22nd at the Uptown. And that's a good bill on that one. I forget who all is playing that, but I wish I could see that show. Looking into October, Jay Masks at the Bottleneck. Speedy Ortiz on the 8th at the Riot Room. Or Paul Collins Beat at the Record Bar on the same night. Tough choice there. On the 14th, Gaslight Anthem at the Uptown, and the 17th, Shona Knife at Record Bar. Haven't updated the concert calendar in a while because I'm just not going to be around there. I am going to be, however, up and down the entire Eastern Seaboard over the next month, so maybe I'll run into you there. Let's see, anything else pop up on the website? Not really. I posted those photos from the Life and Time, Loose Park, and Twinsmith from that 8-7 show at Riot Room, but they weren't very good, so don't even bother to go see them. So let's go ahead and play the last song here. It's kind of a half-assed podcast, isn't it? I'm going to play a song from The Cleaners from Venus. This is the project of Martin Newell, who evidently has been around for a million years, released fantastic records through his entire career, and I have just now heard of. Definitely reminds me of Robin Hitchcock and seems to be kind of in that same school. The song I'm going to play here is called The Days of May, and it's on the new album Return to Bohemia, which came out July 7th on Soft Bodies Records. So listen to this one, enjoy it, and think where... I'm so much smarter than Sid because I knew about Martin Newell and his Cleaners from Venus and other projects for decades. But hey, well, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully this has been a winner of a podcast. We'll talk again next week.
The days of May, they flit away like pretty girls on summer lawns and join the crowds. in the town. The days of May, you have no say in where they go or what they do. Like someone who you might have known. The days of May, the days of May are sometimes grey, with a morning still as stone. Then you wake one day alone and see the blossom drifting down on a half-remembered town. The days of May, distant drums, a perfumed haze, when evening comes, until you fall, and then they're gone on, on, on. The days of May, the days of May, they have this way. If you let them rule your heart, that you won't recall the start until the rain comes down like lace or a veil upon a face. The days of May,